Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Today, we're going to be talking about an executive order of October 21st, 2020. And this is entitled, President Donald J. Trump is taking action to promote good governance and accountability within the federal workforce. Thomas, everybody's been sending me this executive order. People are saying that this marks the end of the senior executive services. But you say, not yet.
It's close. And yes, it's very exciting. And I'm glad that people did send it because this is some of the biggest news going on. As we said, Donald Trump already knows he's going to win the election. That's just a given. Of course, it will be contested more than likely, even though there will be a landslide vote in his favor. They will attempt to contest it in any way they can. That's the reason that Joe Biden has now literally set aside $150 million for lawyers to fight the results of the election. But what this is a new schedule for the civil service. It's called Schedule F. Never existed before. Now, why did this happen? Very clearly, I know exactly why it happened, because we've been telling Trump that if he doesn't get rid of the senior executive service, he will never be able to be the president, because the 56 federal agencies are controlled by people who were appointed by Obama, 8,500 of the 10,000 or so, and they can't be fired. I mean, even Bruce Orr, the person who should have been fired more than anybody in the Russian hoax, recently he resigned. He didn't, you know, and is McCabe going to get his retirement? Probably. Nobody gets fired if you're a senior executive service member. And if you're going to be in the corrupt federal government, you're going to want to be a senior executive service member because you have special pay rates, you have special bonuses, you can't be fired, you have special retirement bonuses, all these things that the rest of the civil servants who had to work their way up the ladder don't get offered. As a matter of fact, you have to stop being a civil servant to move into the realm of being a senior executive service member, at which point you have more power than anybody else because you can't be fired. You're the general of your section. All 56 agencies have SES members heading them. And then there are the presidential appointments that are confirmed by the Senate when they are suggested by the president, which shouldn't really have to happen. Remember, all 4.5 million people that work for the federal government under the executive office, under the president, are under his direct control. They must do what he says, or they should be able to be fired. Well, the senior executive service was set up as a scam to bring highly paid people who weren't even necessarily professionals in the area that they are now in charge of in the federal government into the government so that they could be what is truly the establishment.
But I would say it's not just a scam. These are crown agents. When we track it back, they are actually working for the Queen, the Privy Council, the Pilgrim Society. These are Obama's foot soldiers in Washington, because you see, war is not the way that we imagine it in the old movies with bullets and bombs and tanks anymore. It's been moved into an information battlefield or a bureaucrat battlefield where you have these rogue, well, they're not rogue because they're there legitimately. Congress actually passed laws to put them in, laws which they need to walk back as soon as we get both the Senate and Congress. But this organization and their paramilitary, they fly their own flag, they do their own thing, and they are obstructing the president. So that is a type of warfare we're faced with.
They are openly the resistance, and they call themselves the resistance, and they are in direct opposition to President Trump. Now, the good news here, and this is fantastic news, Trump cannot end the senior executive service. Can't do it. It would take a vote of Congress supported by the Senate and the House to even change it. He can't even significantly change it because it is set up as a civil service branch of the United States government. Federal government, of course. So the Schedule F is a new schedule that he can take anyone he wants and move them from the senior executive service into Schedule F. What does Schedule F mean? Read the executive order. It says he can fire them at any time very quickly without going through any of those crazy processes. And it says in the executive order, it takes a year, year and a half to fire them. That's optimistic. You can't fire them. Generally, you simply cannot fire them. We couldn't fire Andrew McCabe. We couldn't fire Bruce Orr. We couldn't fire any of these people. Now, Bill Barr, because Trump got to see during these 4 years that the establishment, the resistance, handles all the paperwork. It doesn't matter who he appoints. They have to work with the people below them, and they can't fire them. And they don't even do their review. So the head of the, say, the Department of Justice is not in charge of the senior executive service members that run the Department of Justice. I know that sounds insane.
But this is not to give Bill Barr a pass, because Bill Barr is senior executive services. So who's to say that he's not there doing that on purpose to keep the president's agenda from being enacted?
And this is true in all 56 branches of the federal government, the agencies. And so what we see here is a perfect, beautiful Trump end run. This is the workaround. This was him saying, aha, I can't just simply use the Hatch Act and just pay them $1 for a year, and that's it, which he could. And he threatened that when he closed the government down before, and they were all terrified. So what do? They recently put forward a bill to remove the obligation to create the plumb book, the book that lists who the senior executive service members are, what position they're in, and their base salary. Now, that doesn't count their bonuses. It doesn't count any of the special money that they get. Some of these people, literally, they make more money than the president does. And nobody can do a thing about it, because the people who rule it are the 500 members that are the final review committee in the Department of Justice, all lawyers, looking at senior executive service members to see if they followed the orders they were given. Those orders are given from the bunker that Obama created, that Eric Holder and Valerie Jarrett and the other people in that bunker, which we're paying for, by the way. His children are supposed to be living in that house in Washington. They don't. They never did. They went. They had a walkthrough once.
Okay, his fake children, for everybody out there who just added that.
Precisely. So what has happened is, when they said, okay, they're going to try to make it so that no one knows who a senior executive service member is or what they're paid or anything like that, by removing the plumb book, which we are the people who brought forth the plumb book and made it available with the work of Michael McKibben and the excellent miners and the staff writers at Americans for Innovation. We demonstrated that the book was already laid with tripwires so that you couldn't really get to the information. They had to be reconfigured just so that you could read it or access it. So they want to get rid of it. Well, Trump them. And he now has created Schedule F. Schedule F, he can move anyone he wants, because all 14,000 presidential appointments to the senior executive service can be adjusted by simply changing their pay scale. So he can simply say,
or
now,
their category, classification.
Yes, but the classification F is a pay scale in the civil service that never existed before, which is part of this executive order, and it basically changes everything. All he has to do is say, I'm changing you. And then the next day he can fire them. He will fire Bill Barr, because Bill Barr is a piece of junk. He's nothing more than a demonic platitude speaker. That's it. He speaks the law, but the law, when it becomes evil, and most of these laws are evil, literally are ruled by demons. And so what he's done is he's basically done an exorcism on the civil service department that controls the federal government, that controls the executive branch. For instance, the generals over at the Pentagon think they're in charge. They forget there's a commander in chief. All the people who testified against Trump ordering them not to testify during the impeachment attempt for his conversation with the new Ukrainian president, Zelensky. What was that about? That's treason now. But because they're senior executive service members, nothing happened to them. As a matter of fact, notice, where has Peter Strzok gone? Same place that Yukonovich went over to Washington University. So they get a pay raise, they do less work, and they're now teaching in one of the most corrupt institutions and universities in the world as a reward for treason, sedition, and insurrection. So this is a beautiful thing, and it is a response directly to the fact that 4 years has taught Trump exactly what's going on. He figured it out, He knows he's going to be reelected. And one of the first things he's going to do is remove anyone who stands in his way. If he gives an order and they don't do it, he will put them on Schedule F.
So you're inside the Beltway. You're a senior executive services operative. What are you thinking right now when you read this order?
Well, they thought they were smart because they, you know, with the threat, and he had said this, that there is the threat that he can pay them each a dollar a year until they go away. It doesn't matter. They have offshore accounts. They could take a dollar a year and stay. Oh, but they can't get around this because right in the executive order, it says this is for good governance so that we can get rid of the bad. Well, hello, out of the 4.5 million, 2 million of them are literally bureaucratic do-nothings. The FBI has done nothing. The CIA has done nothing. The Department of Justice has done nothing in the 4 years Trump has been in office except obstruct and literally obstruction of justice in many, many cases. So what this is the best news when somebody, when Tyler, Betsy sent this to me, I was overjoyed. I could not believe it. And it's so clear what it is. It is a shot across the bow to tell all these people, I'm firing you.
Okay, but there is a line in here, and let's clarify this because when you read it, it's a very easy order, folks. You can find it easily. Just type in the title I gave you at the beginning. But it does say the order will not affect the senior executive service. And why would they have to put that in there like that?
Because he's making it perfectly clear that he's not trying to change the law.
Oh.
See, that's a law that Jimmy Carter started. Mm-hmm. And back in the 70s, and they had to rewrite the Civil Service Act, basically.
Because it wasn't an executive order that started it. It actually went through Congress, so it's a law, and Trump has to follow the law.
Correct.
He's just finding a way around it. And what he's doing, I really like this, he's creating a category, a new category that's kind of, it superimposes itself upon the senior executive service. So they never envisioned that a president would come in and create a category over SES, and then bring up those employees, the ones that are recommended to be in this category F. Do I understand that correctly?
That's correct.
Oh, he trumped them.
He trumped them. And because presidential appointees, unfortunately, they don't take the job unless they demand to be a senior executive service member, especially if they're at the head of their agency.
Well, that's how they get all the special bonuses.
Absolutely. And so when Tillerson was elected, it also skirts around confirmations. So you don't have to have now a good person at the top of the agency. You just have to have people in Schedule F who are above the senior executive service members who are going to take their orders from the president as they are supposed to, or else be locked up in prison because they are defying the commander in chief's orders. And in this case, like with Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, he should be in jail now, along with his brother, along with Eric Ciaramella, along with, let's call it out for what it is, along with Bill Barr, along with Christopher Wray.
Hey, and don't forget, we have got to put a bright light on Mike Pompeo. He's not a good guy either.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to have to say that Pompeo got the attention of Betsy Ross and Michael McKibben, and now
tearing apart in the lines, man. Yeah. We're tearing apart. And the thing is this will be a helpful tool for the State Department, which is filled with these cockroaches.
And no one noticed this, you see, except our followers who sent it back. And of course, we noticed it. I didn't notice it. I was, as Michael says, I was deep down in the mines for some time and I wasn't paying attention. But I popped my head up and I say, wait a second. Trump just said something about the senior executive service that insinuated that he's going to defeat them. And then what did they do? Oh, well, let's stop the plumb book so nobody knows who we are, so we can hide who we are. What did Trump do? Pulled out his pen, or probably just dictated it to somebody, and then signed the executive order. This executive order will trump this entire situation. It is a preparation for cleaning house on the day after the inauguration. He'll actually start before that. The second that he wins the election officially, he is going to start to off these people. And he won't off them by saying you're fired as a senior executive service member. That's why the the clauses in there that says that they it doesn't affect them. No, it doesn't affect them. He wants to make sure that this can't be taken back by Pelosi and Schiff and crying Chuck Schumer into the Congress so that they can say that Trump is breaking the law. No, he's not breaking the law. He's expanding the law. Now, they don't understand that. I doubt that there's a single one of them that even knows this even happened. Why? Because they are so filled with hubris and pride. Well,
they're not very smart people either. They just follow orders. They're not independent thinkers. So this is why it's so easy to take them down. Now, we've been watching them at play for 4 years, but we had to wait till the conditions were right.
Just like Carter and everyone since him were involved in Optech, which is the way that they manipulated elections. And Optech is ran by a Brit and was
Mark Malik Brown,
who then tested it in Venezuela and then brought it into every country in the world.
Thank you, Mitt Romney and George Soros.
So when they say they're doing exit polls in other countries and then they say that that vote in a foreign country isn't valid, they're not doing exit polls. They're looking at their Optech machine and saying that it didn't work effectively, so they demand a new vote. That's all it is. And George Soros already in America has started Election Integrity Group, another non-government organization that has been given literally untold amounts of money. And what are they doing? They're there to contest the election. They've already started contesting the election when, in fact, the Democrats are caught in 6-7 different states with the worst election fraud ever. And what do you hear in the mainstream media? That they're crying that the Republicans are rigging the election in Houston. No, people are going to go to jail for the Democrat rigging in Houston.
Their candidate is the worst candidate ever in the history of American politics. I mean, he's just awful. But then you look at his running mate, they got an illegal alien running for vice president. And we've got all of the papers filed. You know, Chris Strunk, people would like you to talk to Chris sometime over the audio. Chris, if you're hearing, I need a good connection and talk about this because his legal work is moving through the process now where he is challenging the birth of where she's born and her eligibility.
Piggybacking on the fact that he was the one who discovered Barack Obama's real name and the document that his mother and Duncan had filed stating that Barack's name was never Barack Obama. He is actually the bastard child of a group called Subud. The leader of Subud had a bastard child, and that is Barack Obama. And we now know.
Can we just call him Bastard for short?
Yes. Okay. Barack Bastard, because yes, that's what he is. And he lied that his father's Kenyan. He's not Kenyan. Take a look at him. He lied that, you know, he was, some say that he was, Barry Sotero, Lolo Sotero's son, of course. Adopted. Nonsense. Take a look at him. No, but look at the leader of Subud. I'd say his name, but it's really too complicated.
Well, I don't want to get into all those details, but the point with Chris is that he has standing in court because a judge actually ruled on the first case and pronounced that Chris, and I may have got this wrong, so correct me, is what he has a condition, a disease called birtherism.
Yeah.
And so it's this birtherism that Chris is very concerned about because we have another candidate who is illegal and she's not eligible to run. And so he's put forth this case and they've accepted it. It's out in Texas.
Barry Sumbarka, I think is his mother's name. She was a Sumatrian. She was a follower of Subud and was basically, just another one of the sex toys of this leader. You put Barack Obama's picture next to the leader of Subud, exactly the same picture. Anyone who doesn't know that that's his dad just doesn't have eyeballs. So we have to thank Christopher Strunk because he says that he is actively trying to get himself arrested for being the only person in America that stands on birtherism as a platform because, you know, people who tried to stand against that to this very day, Trump is blamed for the birtherism nonsense when it was Hillary Clinton who started it, right? Let's not forget that.
And that's why I say she knew all along that Kamala has a birth problem. And she was waiting, Hillary, that is, was waiting sometime before the election to spill the beans so she could get control of everything. I don't know how it would work out, but it didn't play out for Hillary this time.
And when the president gets to choose his people. Guess who he's looking at? Good old Joe Biden. I'll have to come up with a special name for his corruption. But the, you know, the leader of the Biden criminal family has insinuated that the Department of Labor will be ran by Bernie Sanders, a full-on communist who's always been a communist. He's worse than a communist. He's a fascist. And I can only compare him to Stalin, to Lenin, to Hitler. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not. That's not a hyperbole, okay? No one in America is worse for America than Bernie Sanders. Uh-oh, excuse me. I may have to correct that. If he appoints Hillary Clinton, again, as Secretary of State, you're going to see the Biden criminal family pale compared to what Hillary will do next time.
That ain't going to happen. So we don't need to worry about that anymore. Next step, next thing on our agenda is taking out senior executive services. And what do you think? What else will we see in the next few weeks?
Well, the senior executive service will simply be whittled down. And what will happen is there'll be another presidential directive that will state that only Schedule F people can actually run agencies. Remember, these agencies are useless when the government closed down and all the non-essentials left. That is mostly senior executive service members. They weren't even there. Why? Because they don't do anything.
Well, no, yes, they do. Who's the one guy that's at the Department of Health or something who's able to call the pandemic? He's a senior executive services guy. This one guy is doing this to this nation.
Ludlow, I think is his name. And yes, he's the assistant to the Homeland Health and Human Services. And he is the assistant for preparedness. And he is the one who called the pandemic based upon the World Health Organization, the CDC, and the NIH following their rules. Trump can't end the pandemic. He can't call the pandemic, and he's not in charge of the pandemic. He's in charge of the actions that he can take to support the trying to eradicate the pandemic. But at this moment, if it was up to Trump, there would have never been a pandemic because there wasn't, and there would no longer be one now because the rules for a pandemic are determined by the World Health Organization. And literally, we've pointed this out, you could have a cold or a flu in three different countries, three people, and that could cause the World Health Organization to create a worldwide pandemic declaration, at which point all kinds of things kick into play that then don't allow countries to actually have any say about what's going on in their country. In other words, it's anti-constitutional. It's unconstitutional. It is completely against everything in America. And this is the result of it. He's going to say to them, sorry, I'm not going to let a senior executive service member who's in charge of preparedness determine a pandemic.
No, I'm going to move him to class F and then I'm going to flunk him and get him out.
Exactly.
Totally.
Exactly. And, you know, Fauci, no one gave Fauci any authority. Fauci has no authority. He's not the head of the NIH. And Redfield is a complete idiot. He wasn't prepared for this pandemic, though they knew it was coming. They predicted it was coming. Fauci exactly predicted it 2 years before it happened, that it was going to happen. And so we have people who are in these positions that simply need to be usurped. And so basically, there's a thing called en passant in chess. People don't know that rule exists. But if you move your pawn two forward past another pawn, you can simply take it without attacking it in the proper way. En passant, it's called. That's what he just did. It's not checkmate. It's en passant. It's, oh, you guys are pawns who have been given too much power, and I'm simply going to pull out a rule like castling or en passant or many other rules that most people don't know exist in chess, and that's what he's done. So he once again has been playing, you know, 3D, 4D, 5D, 6D, 7D, chess, and he is winning, and it is now, I think only an insane person would imagine that Trump isn't going to get the popular vote and the electoral vote, because we already see unprecedented responses to Trump, whether it be in jillions of boats, jillions of cars, jillions of peaceful demonstrations, jillions of people coming out for Trump. There would be a civil war if Trump is not elected. That's a fact. We would march on Washington, D.C., and who would we be going after? Should be senior executive service members, but Trump took care of that.
Right, but they got their names out of the plum book, so that we couldn't find out who the enemy is. But there are other ways, because they'll have to keep it digitally. We have old plumb books. I mean, they can't hide from anyone, and Trump is going to trump them anyway.
And in the new plumb books, they hide these positions and who's in the positions by simply saying it's a continuance, or it's this or it's that. And so you'll see all kinds of blanks in the plumb book, because why? We don't really know who all these senior executive service members are. And this is going to flush them out.
Yes.
This is going to basically send the blue tick hounds, after that, whatever they're chasing. And it's not going to stop. This is the most beautiful, beautiful move that he could possibly make. He's making it now ahead of time. In other words, he's restructuring the civil service. And why not? He's their boss. And why should Senate have to approve his confirm his appointments? That's complete nonsense. They shouldn't have to. He should be able to appoint whoever he wants, because that's just the way that it is. He's the boss, and they don't seem to know it. He's been there for 4 years. Nobody's been taking his orders, from the head of the DOJ to the head of the FBI, the CIA. And
I want to find out why the IRS has not acted on David Brock years ago. And I have whistleblower numbers and everything. I provided notebooks of materials that shows that David Brock's organization, American 21st Century, is involved in tax fraud, you know, and I have two whistleblower complaint numbers, and everything's cool. They say we can't get back with you for a few years. Well, it's more than 3 years. I tell you what's going on. Because David Brock, of course, is, you know, he's their media guy for the Democrats. Some senior executive services person just put that right there in a drawer in a file and said, well, after the election, we'll just make that go away. Well, it doesn't need to go away. And while I'm at it on the IRS, Joe Biden and all this money he took, and Hunter Biden, did they claim it on their income taxes? Because it's my understanding that the IRS wants its cut, whether you earned it fairly or you stole it. So are they paying their fair share? And then thirdly, why in the hell are we paying taxes? The Federal Reserve already showed us they can print as much money as they want digitally or paper or whatever. So just print enough. Digitalize enough to cover our tax bill out here instead of giving it to all your countries out there, your foreign countries, and Joe Biden, big guy, and all of them get their cut. The American people want a cut.
The senior executive service members who run the IRS have created rules that an IRS agent who knows that George Soros hasn't paid a penny of tax, he's one of the worst tax criminals in America, they can't investigate him. And even if somebody sends in a request with the proof, just like you said, with David Brock or any other thing, it has to be ignored. Why? Because the heads of the IRS are SES members. They are not IRS civil servants. They are simply protecting those who are evil. And yes, they're oftentimes British. And if they aren't British, then they have their money in offshore accounts in British Commonwealth nations and or in Britain itself. And, you know, remember Joe Biden, he's Delaware, right? Delaware is the offshore accounts. That's where all of the illegal corporations are founded in America. He's been protecting them for 47 years. So Joe Biden recently, University of Pennsylvania, that named a whole department after Joe, paid Joe between $800,000 and $900,000 since 2017. From an anonymous source, which is Chinese, $70 million donated without anonymously to the University of Pennsylvania, which is illegal. They used that money to pay Joe. Joe was paid from Rosemont Seneca for his part in just getting Hunter on the board. And don't forget, it's not just Hunter. It's also Devin Archer. It's also Christopher Hines. It's also Kofor Black. It's all of these corrupt people. Pelosi's son was involved in Ukraine. Adam Schiff is involved in Ukraine. All the people fighting Trump over Ukraine got payoffs. And those payoffs are simply the way the senior executive service works. They make sure that the contracts go to the people who then give the money legally or illegally. And by the way, what, 214 illegal donations to the to Biden campaign so far this time around that were over the limited amount. And what did Joe say last night? The average donation is from the common person. It's $43. No, we're talking about $5 million that we now know. And by the way, I want to clarify this. There are three hard drives that are from China. Those are not the hard drive that was in Hunter Biden's computer. That is not the evidence that was already gleaned from the Homeland Security investigations into Hunter Biden for the $3.5 million from Russia, for the $5 million payoff, which now one of his partners, Bobulinski, I forget his first name, just came out with a presser last night. He has the evidence. He's got the phones. He was there. He was in the room when Joe and Hunter were discussing how are they going to split up the money. And they screwed this guy. And he was supposed to have money from a Sinohawk, was the name of the company that they had set him up with. In the end, they gave him nothing. And the money he was supposed to get for helping be the money laundering component of this, he got nothing because in the meeting, right in front of his face, Hunter Biden says, I'm taking $5 million for myself and I'm giving 10% to the boss or Big Daddy or the director of the board, which is Joe Biden.
Well, it's a mob operation. Yes. Think of a mob at a global scale. That's who the Bidens are and the Clintons, all of them. And now everybody wants in. They want their piece of the action.
James Biden, as Trump pointed out, $1.5 million for building houses in Iraq. Far as I know, not a single house has been built. And of course, he got his cut and he just joined that board literally months before they got that contract. He got paid and no work has been done. That's the standard operating procedure for OPEC, for USAID, for the State Department's corruption. And remember that when Joe Biden was the vice president, the State Department itself, which was, of course, already rigged. So what is now a fact that Joe Biden, 50 times denied, $3.5 million was paid by the ex-head, by the wife of the ex-mayor of Russia. That was for over $200 million of laundered money during the time sanctions were on Russia that Hunter Biden used to bring into this country for investments that Joe Biden and Blue Star Strategies, because everything goes through Blue Star Strategies, and that includes Joe Biden's sister and James or Jim Biden, as well as Hunter Biden, they get a piece of every single pie. So Joe, as is in the as in some of the information on Hunter's laptop, says that generally Joe gets 50% of the salary of anybody he set up in these positions, which is his own family. So Joe had been ripping them off, and it's for 50%. So remember, we know of about $70 million in payoffs through Burisma. We don't know where it went. We do know that it was parceled out to the board members of Burisma, who are all power players in America, and well, not all of them, but a bunch of them. And so Joe Biden got tens of millions of dollars. And this was in the testimony of the chief person in charge of Ukraine at that time, Taylor, who testified in the Ukrainian impeachment nonsense that he estimated it was anywhere 30, 40, 50, 60, $70 million. They don't even know, but they do know that these bribes were paid to somebody, but they can't even name who. Well, we know who it went to. It went to the board members of Burisma. Hello? So we are dealing with three different things. When the guy in Hong Kong, who is the whistleblower, along with Steve Bannon, who is an idiot, had nothing to do with the whistleblowing, and the doctor, who was the P4 doctor, who was the whistleblower, when they came up with those three, I told you where they came from. They came from the richest man in China, who I predicted would be dead within weeks. He came up missing within weeks. He squared off with President Xi of China, and he lost. Okay, so that's where those come from. Then there's Hunter Biden's computer. Then there's Hunter Biden's partner, who's what's his name?
It's hard to pronounce. Bobulinski or something.
Oh, no, Bevin, the one who's in jail.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Devin and Bevin. So Bevin Cooney is in jail. What's he in jail for? Other scams that he conducted with Christopher Hines, Devin Archer, and Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was never even, his name was all over the documents, but he was never called to the court. Devin Archer, because he's got so much power, has been able to resist and fight back and not go to jail. He's going to jail. There's no way around it. That's already been determined by the court. But the guy who was in jail gave up of his password to all the communications. And so now we have multiple Hunter Biden hard drives, computers, three telephones from Bobulinski, Bevins, I forget, 26,000 emails. There is so much evidence. It is astounding for Biden to deny this is completely absurd. But what's going to happen is you can't prosecute these people as long as the senior executive service runs America. You can't. No way. But once you have a Schedule F and you can start to usurp those people, we can start to trump them and get ahead of the game, appoint people who do not have to be confirmed. You can restructure the entire executive branch of the United States government so that it is not a resistance against a sitting president, and it is not a seditious insurrection against a sitting president. These are treasonous, horrible people. We reserve the right in America to kill them. They can be hung, they can be shot, they can be given lethal injection.
They must be executed because they were going to kill your family and your way of life and take away our constitutional rights. These people are very evil. And we cannot leave this garbage for our children to clean up. Our children just do not have the capacity.
So what's probably going to happen is as soon as he's reelected and he gets a good strong footing and he starts to appoint a bunch of Schedule F people, he's going to have military tribunals. There are three types of treason that can be tried in America. Two of them do not go to normal courts. They go to military courts. It doesn't matter whether you're in the military. You are a war actor if you're committing treason. You do not have to be in the military. Anyone who is in the military, even if they are senior executive service members, can be tried for treason. And that's where we're headed, folks. And then after that, whoever Trump says is going to be the president after him, in the next election, not this one, will be. Why? Because they're going to have to continue with these trials. These trials will take a long, long time.
Trump has not started the first day of his first term yet. These last 4 years have been an insurrection. It was an outright military. It was an outright coup. It was a hard coup. And once that's put down, then he can begin his first day of his first term, and he will be eligible to run again. And every patriot out there needs to force this issue. It is not fair that we, the people, elected our president, and all he has done over these last 4 years is to fight one enemy after another, from the stuff on his, you know, the impeachment hearings all the way to this coronavirus stuff. What we're really looking at is a war against the Pilgrim Society, and that's who our enemy is.
Once the convictions come at such high levels, and I predict
down. And Henry Kissinger needs to go too.
Oh, Henry Kissinger's enemy of the state and has been from the beginning. He's never been an American. He's always been an evil guy. Well, he's a fascist. He's a German fascist. And just look back at his history. And then he went over and became basically a pawn of the British government. Now, what is going to happen is after we win, the Republicans, Trumpers, after MAGA wins the House and the Senate and the White House, and we convict enough people at a high enough level, they could simply pass a one-time rule stating that Trump was not actually in power for his first 4 years of his first term, and basically open him up for another.
No, it's going to go through Congress because we're all going to get on the phone. We're going to call Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan, all these Congress people who want future careers in politics. And we are going to demand that something be written up that acknowledges this coup and that our president needs to be able to start his first day of his first term without having to fight the Peter Strzoks and Lisa Pages and Rod Rosensteins of the swamp.
Absolutely. And because term limits aren't in place for the Senate and Congress, that is the precedent, especially because of treasonous acts during his first term, that could allow Trump to have yet another a third term, because the first term he wasn't really empowered. And this is very clearly seen. And if the truth comes out, and if they're military tribunals, then it won't turn out like Putin in Russia, who's now the permanent president. It will simply be a chance for us to say, yes, in this particular case, we'll let him run again. He'll have to be reelected, but he will be reelected. So all I can say is touche, Mr. President, you are a stable genius.